Good morning. So last time we talked about some more things like allocate on demand, where we would dynamically kind of fill in our page table based on the program attempting to access memory that page table said wasn't available, or wasn't available in the way the program wanted to access it. But our operating system would have might have a different notion of what memory is actually around. And we talked about one particular application, which was this idea of copy on write, that we could have our memory set up such that, you know, we pretended to make a copy earlier, but we actually didn't. Instead, we just marked the memory as read-only, and when something actually tries to write it, at that point we will actually start making a copy of that memory. And this is kind of the efficient, relatively efficient way of implementing fork. Why fork isn't hideously slow, just slow. And there's this general idea that there's lots of things we can do by, you know, taking advantage of the fact that there can be this kind of deliberate gap between the logical view of what's in memory, which we saw kind of Linux track this list of maps, and the hardware view, which is tracked in the page table. You know, we don't have to keep these in sync all the time. We can kind of fill it in on demand and implement a lot of functionality that's, you know, maybe not kind of what you'd intuitively think when we talked about our address translation idea. And I mentioned briefly that this was actually what the virtual memory scheme we were looking at was originally designed to do. It was designed to do what's called swapping, where we kind of use our hard disk as an extension of our memory. This is not something we, you know, really take advantage of it for these days, even though modern OSs do that, because it's not very fast given modern disk versus modern RAM speeds. Then we talked about actually storing our page tables, which we're going to continue talking about today. And we talked about, you know, the sort of simplest scheme for storing page tables, you know, which is, well, we can't really like fit them nicely on the processor. And we want to store an array somewhere. Where can we do that? Well, we can do that in memory. And the page tables are an array. They're a table. That's usually what we call an array in a programming language that supports arrays. And we know how arrays work in C, so we'll store it as basically an array of integers, you know, like we might declare in a C program. And we have to give the hardware a way to access that array, so we'll give it a pointer to it. And we're storing it as an array of integers, so we have to decide, like, how do we get the fields of our page table entry out of those integers, and the hardware's just going to make an arbitrary decision about where all the parts of the page table entry are located. And once we've given hardware this pointer, well, what is it going to do when we access memory? You know, in our scheme so far, it's going to access memory twice every time the program thinks it's accessing memory once. It's going to first access memory to read the page table entry, and second, it's going to access memory to actually do the access the program wants, now that it knows from the page table entry the real location where that is, not the virtual address the program started with. So questions about things we covered last time? Okay. So, I'll talk briefly about the quiz. Question 4, I think, had the most confusion. So in question 4, we ask about kind of figuring out part of what happened in a memory access. And the way I like to think about this is that, what were we doing in the memory access described in the question? And then we'll like look at the numbers in the question and see what that tells us. And what we were doing is we were taking our virtual page number, splitting up into a, sorry, virtual address, and splitting it up into a virtual page number and a page offset. We were reading a page table entry, an address based on the base address plus the VPN, which is the size of each page table entry. We were decoding that to get our valid and permission bits and our physical page number. And then, assuming the valid and permission bits worked out, we were accessing memory at an address created by concatenating that physical page number with the original page offset. And in the problem, we're told some of these values. So we're told that the base address is 10000, and the address we actually read is 100340. And we can just solve this for a VPN. And that's what we intended you to do to solve question 4. We also tell you the value of the page table entries, so you could figure out the physical page number and then it's valid and all permissions are okay. Though you didn't actually need to do that to solve the question. It was rather irrelevant to what we were actually asking in that question. So once we solve this, you might say, well, what do we do about, the question was asking for a virtual address, what about the page offset? Well, there's no restrictions that we've given that affect what the page offset has to be, so you can choose any value. So this ended up that you'd solve for the VPN being 0x68, and then you need to add a page offset to that, and since there's no restrictions on that, you just need to choose any 12 bits. Questions on the quiz. Okay, so let's go to our main topic for today, which we previewed last time, and that's that we have huge page tables because we have huge virtual address spaces. And they're so huge that we can't use the scheme we talked about to store them. So I mentioned that looking at how many virtual addresses my laptop supports and its page size, we would have needed a 512 gigabyte of RAM to store one process's page table. You know, I probably have like 100 processes running right now, so that's, you know, just 50 terabytes. That's clearly not what we're doing. And we're going to save space, and the way we're going to save space is that we're going to take advantage of there being a lot of redundancy in a typical page table because we don't allocate most of memory at any given time. In particular, if we look at kind of our picture of what a program's memory looks like, we have these holes. And especially for a 64-bit system, this diagram is deceptive in telling you how big the holes are relative to the rest, right? If I was drawing this more realistically, probably we'd have our picture of memory and we have our used by OS portion and our stack and our code and data. Like, given the size of a 64-bit address space, even for a 48-bit virtual address like my laptop has, the portion that's actually used for a typical program is minuscule. And that's what we want to take advantage of. We don't want to store all these page table entries, which are just saying, this isn't valid. And so to do that, we're going to use a data structure that's not a flat array. And basically what we want to do is we want to look up a key, a virtual page number, and get a page table entry, or it's not there. And if it's not there, we just say it's invalid. So I think most people here have taken DSA, so you should know some options for a data structure that can do this. What are some options? Yeah. Heap. A heap doesn't do a key lookup very well. Yeah, I want a map data structure because remember what we're doing every time the program accesses memory, we want to look up a key, a virtual page number, and we want that to be as fast as possible. Yeah, a hash map. Okay, so we have a hash table. That's one great option. So if you learn in DSA 1, you probably learn, oh, that hash table is at least asymptotically very fast. Other ideas? There's one other data structure you should remember from DSA, maybe, that could be used, that we could use to implement a map. Well, I'll let people think about that. So, the hash table option seems like a great idea. And there are some processors which use a hash table to solve this. The most common implementation of this scheme is known as inverted page tables. Yes, that is confusing. The reason it's known as that is the most common implementation of this has one hash table that's kind of shared among all processes in a way. But this is not common these days. And I think probably the big reason about for it not being common is that dealing with hash collisions in hardware is kind of awkward in that it makes our memory accesses take a very variable amount of time and complexity. So this is not the scheme which is won, even though it has been implemented and it's a very reasonable idea. So if we're not doing a hash table, even though, yeah, we could do that and it's not a bad way of doing this. What's another way we can implement a map? Yeah. A tree. Yes. So we're going to have some sort of tree. Now, if we think of the sort of tree that we typically know from DSA, we have, you know, some issues with that. So the tree you learn in DSA is probably a search tree, and probably either a binary search tree or something close to a binary search tree. Meaning that, you know, the search tree you're kind of used to, we have a root, and we have some, usually we try to keep it roughly evenly spread, and we have like a relatively small number of nodes under each node. And there's kind of two issues which make the kind of classic search tree unattractive for the hardware implementation of page table lookup. So one is that we'd like to avoid doing lots of comparisons in the hardware. And the other is that if a binary or near binary search tree is going to have a lot of depth, and that means we have to do a lot of memory accesses to do our page table lookup. And we were kind of already concerned with our single level array page table that we're doubling the number of memory accesses. You know, if we have a search tree that's only like 5 deep, that's pretty concerning. And if we think of storing a search tree for, you know, millions of things, which would be common for a big process, it's not going to be 5 deep with the sort of search trees you saw in DSA. So we're going to use a search tree, a tree data structure, but it's not a search tree. It's going to be something else because of these hardware limitations. So it's going to be designed to make the lookup simple, and simple means that like we did with our array lookup, it's going to be based on splitting up the address, that we're not going to compare things. We're just going to split up the address and use that to figure out where to access memory. We don't want any more complex calculations, and we're going to want to have few memory accesses. And that's going to mean that we're going to have a tree, but it's going to be a very fat tree. So rather than making things near binary, we're going to have nodes with lots of children. And if we have nodes with lots of children, well, how would we represent the list of children of a node? We want an array of something that kind of looks like page table entries. And so what we're actually going to end up doing is that each of our nodes here is going to be something that looks like the page tables in memory we saw before, but it's only going to be part of our lookup, and we're going to have a sequence of those. So let's show what this looks like with a scheme where we've set things up so we have just kind of two levels of internal nodes. So in this case, I have a 16-bit virtual page number, and I promise that the way we make our calculations efficient is we'd split up the address. So I'm going to take my 16-bit virtual page number and divide it up into two parts. So I have my address, I'm going to have a page offset. We don't actually know how big that is from this picture. And I'm going to have my 16-bit virtual page number that I split up into two pieces. I'm going to use the first part to figure out what row of the first level page table, which is the top of our tree. So this is the root of the tree. And I determine what child of the root I go to using the first part of the virtual page number. And so unlike our traditional search tree lookup, I'm not doing a comparison here. I'm just doing an array lookup using those first bits. And I'm going to represent this list of children as a page table like I've seen before, except the physical page number is going to mean something different. And this is where we're going to see the first advantage we're going to take of how we store big holes in the memory. That if I don't have, say, any addresses that use virtual page number 100 through 2FF that are valid, I will just not have a pointer to a next layer in this top level. So I will have space for tons of children, but I won't populate them. So if we have, so we can think of this, we have our root of our tree, and we have, you know, this goes to somewhere, and some of these children are not populated. Some, so we have a tree still with potentially lots of children from each node, but some of them have null pointers. So kind of like if you think of like a binary tree, like you could have every node has a left and right pointer, but sometimes they're null. Right here, every node has a whole bunch of pointers, but sometimes they're null. So once I've used my first part of my virtual page number, then I'm going to find a second level. And in this case, it's, I said two level page tables, so that's the last one we're going to find. And that's going to have an array of page table entries for all the virtual page numbers that start with those first, in this case, 8 bits. So, for example, here, you know, any virtual page number between 300 and 3FF, it's in this little array here, is the page table entry for that. And once I get that page table entry, I use it the same way we saw before. We're going to check the valid bit, the permission bits, get the physical page number, combine that with the page offset, and access memory for the program. Okay, so questions about our data structure for multi-level page tables so far. Yeah?
So this first level page table, is that like just represented as an array of pointers?
Is that represented as an array of pointers? No. So we're going to represent it the same way we've represented our single-level page table, except that we're going to use the physical page number field to point to the next level, if any. And to represent the equivalent of a null pointer, we're not going to use the physical page number field, we're going to use this invalid field. Does that answer your question? Yeah. So the question is, when I split up the virtual page number, I use the most significant part for the first level and then the less significant parts after that? Yes, and this is always what we'll do. You can make it work by doing it the other direction, but that kind of fits less nice with this idea that we want to represent these big holes compactly. By splitting it up on the most significant bits, we ensure that if we think of how the first level entries correspond to this, that each of them are going to correspond to like a range of these, and that's going to allow us to have null first level entries. If we split it up on the kind of least significant bits, then that wouldn't work out so well, because if we have a big contiguous range, that would have all the possible least significant bit values, and we would have to have a full table for the first level, which is really what we want to try to avoid. We want to have the lookup stop at the early level, so we don't have to store page table entries for most virtual page numbers. Does that answer your question? Okay. Other questions? Yeah. Question for the non-last level page table entries, do we still store permission bits? Generally, yes. This might be processor dependent, but generally, yes. And the way most processors work is they'll check the permission bits at each level. Okay. Other questions? Okay. So something I want to emphasize, because causes confusion, is that here, you know, since we're using the same page table entry format at each level, we have these first level table entries that have a physical page number. And something we're going to run into is that this physical page number is not the same as our base address as far as the format. That the physical page number, you know, is going to need to be combined with a page offset in order to access these page tables that we're pointing to, the next level. And that means that we're going to have this policy that our second level and any later level page tables always start at page offset 0. And we don't write that offset in our page table entry here. So now that we kind of have our picture, let's go through applying our lookup here. So I'm going to do our lookup, multiple steps. So we first split our virtual page number into its pieces. In this example, I've split it up into two equally sized pieces, and that means that my tables at each level are the same size. Sometimes that won't be possible. So if we have, you know, a 29-bit virtual page number and two levels, well, obviously we can't split it up evenly. And sometimes processors run into that situation, so they might split it up some other way, but we'll try to usually split it up evenly. And then we're going to take our first part of the virtual page number, and we're going to do an array lookup. And this array lookup looks pretty much exactly like what we saw for a single level table, except we're not using the full virtual page number, we're just using the first part. and we're going to combine it with our page table base register. But now is our page table base register just tells us where that first level is. So this here, this is an array lookup at the first part of the virtual page number. So that gets us the address of our first level page table entry. We're going to get that from memory. We're going to split that up into pieces. We're going to check if it's valid. If it's not valid, we're not going to continue the lookup because there's nowhere to go. You know, it's effectively a null pointer. And we'll probably, as I mentioned, also check permission bits here. So if it is valid, we're going to get out a physical page number. And we're going to have to convert that to a physical address. And I've written this as multiplying by the page size. Another way we can think of this is that I'm taking our physical page number and combining it with a page offset that's all zeros. These are equivalent operations. And this is where the reason we're doing this is that our array lookup needs an address, not a page number. And we're going to do another array lookup here. And it needs an address, so we need to convert our page number, physical page number, to a physical address. So it's in the same format we got from our page table base register. Yes?
So if all levels of the page tables aren't the same size, do we have to store, what size stuff or which ones to use in the different steps?
Question, if all levels of the page table aren't the same size, do we need to store what the sizes are? So if they aren't the same size, usually the way this works is the processor will decide for each level what the size is. So we don't need to store that, we just have it, fixed. Also, because we're storing a page number to find the later levels, typically what a processor will choose to do is they'll have everything but the first level be a full page in size, however many page table entries that gives us, and the first level might be a different size. Does that answer your question? Other questions? Okay, so once we've converted our physical page number to a physical address, we do another array lookup, which is pretty much exactly the same as the first one we did. We're just repeating the process with a different base address and the next part of the address, of the virtual address. So that gives us the address of our second page table entry. And in this case, we have two levels. So this is going to be our final page table entry. This is the one that's going to point to the program's data, or assuming that that memory location is allocated and valid. So we're going to extract that page table entry. We're going to get the physical page number out of it. We're going to check if it's valid. And we're going to combine that with our original page offset and actually access memory for the program. Questions about our two-level lookup? Yes?
If for some reason you needed a page table lookup with more than two levels, would this process just be repeated?
Question, if for some reason you need a page table lookup with more than two levels, would this process just be repeated? Yes, and we are going to need that. So for example, on my laptop, it's four-level page tables with 9-bit VPN parts for each of the four levels. So here, we're doing 1, 2, 3 memory accesses. 1, 2, 3 for every memory access the program tries to do. On my laptop, it would seem we're doing 5. And there's been systems which have more than 48-bit virtual addresses, which make have 6 accesses, 5 level page tables. So we'll talk later about making this more efficient, because if we're thinking of adding, you know, multiplying the cost of every memory access by 5, obviously that's not acceptable. There must be some trick, and there is a trick, and it's caching. So questions about our lookup scheme? Okay, so this diagram I like because it kind of shows us all the steps and all the calculations we do. Maybe a better conceptual view is that we can kind of think of our multi-level page table lookup as a series of array lookups. That we use our page table base register in the first part of the virtual page number to look up in an array, a page table entry. We use that to look up in an array a second page table entry, and if we have more levels, we just keep doing this until we get to the end, in which case we get the actual program's data or code, and we use the page offset to look up in an array, this time of bytes, not page table entries, to find the program's actual data. So we can kind of think of our page table lookup as just a series of array lookups, but the arrays, you know, here, these are arrays of page table entries, and this one is an array of bytes. Questions? This view of what page table lookups look like. Okay. So that's our general procedure. And as I mentioned, like, we can extend this to more than 2 levels. I just don't have space in the slide to like make that look really nice, so I didn't. But in practice, we'll just have this diagram with this part repeated in a bunch of extra times. So I'd like to make a terminology note. So the indexes we use for lookups are parts of the virtual page number. And I've been trying to be careful about stating it that way. Or the other thing you might say is they're the, you know, page table index, you know, for the first level, second level, so on. The reason I'm mentioning this is that I often see people say, oh, the first virtual page number and the second virtual page number. That's not the correct terminology. When people talk about the virtual page number of an address, they mean the whole thing. They don't mean pieces of it. They'll use different terms like, you know, I will generally say virtual page number part. You might see like first page table index or something like that in other documents. Nope. Okay. Interesting. Okay, so if you've looked at the schedule, you might notice there's a page table assignment with 3 submission deadlines. So we'll talk about what that looks like now. And the assignment is that we want you to simulate how page tables work on top of a normal program's memory. So we're not going to have you implement real page tables. We're going to have you kind of implement your own version of page tables, but you know, you're really running on top of real page tables that we'll kind of ignore for the assignment. So in your assignment, this means that we're going to supply arguments to functions you'll implement that will do like page table translation and setup. And those arguments will be virtual addresses for the purposes of the assignment. And we'll consider physical addresses for our simulation to be your program's addresses. If we think of what's really going on, right, we have our virtual addresses in the simulation go to physical addresses in the simulation, which are virtual addresses in reality, which are going to get translated to physical addresses in reality. Questions on what addresses are in our simulation that we're going to do in the assignment. Okay, so now that we know what the addresses are, let's look at the interface you'll have to implement. So we're going to have some configuration parameters that we will set, and you need to eventually write code that deals with them being set to a lot of possible values. And this includes the number of page offset bits varying in our simulation and the number of levels of page tables varying. Since you're going to, in part, play the role of the hardware and the OS. So we're going to have a global variable that represents the simulated page table base register. So this is a simulated physical address that points to our page table. And you are going to implement both populating page tables, like setting them up, and accessing memory using page tables. So our accessing memory using page tables operation is going to be done with this translate function you'll write, where you'll take a simulated virtual address and give us a simulated physical address. And since simulated physical addresses are program addresses, we expect this simulated physical address to actually be allocated memory for your program. And if you need to return null, you'll return the special value of all ones, and that's one way of writing all ones. You also need to implement allocating memory and setting up page tables for it, and our interface for that is you'll specify a virtual address, and you'll fill in page table such that that virtual address is valid. You can kind of think of this like implementing the part of allocate on demand that would run when there's an exception. So to make this more concrete, if we think of, I'll do some examples with PO bits equals 12, so 12-bit page offsets in one level. We'll have a page table set up. If we have a page table set up, then the translate function is doing what the hardware would do. So if we have our table set up, you know, which we'll have to deal with the details of like actually making it an array of integers and all that, you know, we'd expect that when I pass addresses here, our page offset would be the bottom 12 bits with this PO bits value. So if I pass an address in virtual page 0, I look up here and I would get invalid, so I give this all ones value. If I pass a virtual address in virtual page 1, I look up page number 9999 and I get my value where the page offset is copied. Questions with this translate you'll have to write does. So we also have page allocate. So page allocate needs to set up page tables. So if, for example, I start with PTBR being null, and we call page allocate for anything in virtual page number 1, you will set up the PTBR to point to a newly allocated page table, which has a valid entry that points to newly allocated memory that you are required in the assignment to allocate with a function called POSIX memaline, I'll talk about in the next slide. If the PTBR was not null, then you would fill in that page table entry if it wasn't already filled in, but keep the thing that it already points to. Questions about kind of the basic case for page allocate. Okay, so POSIX mem align, I'm going to talk about because this function confuses people. And there's kind of two reasons it confuses people. So one reason is that this is a case of that pattern we talked about earlier in the semester, where this is a C function that really wants to return two values, but we can't do that in C. Like in Python, we can return a tuple, not really an option in C. So what they've done instead is they return an error code and the location that was allocated. But they return the location that was allocated by filling in a value you pass a pointer to. So in this example, result is where the allocated memory's address will go. And that's going to be a simulated physical address for our assignment. And the error code tells us if we're out of memory or similar. That's one thing which confuses people about this function. The other thing is there's this argument called alignment. And if you read the documentation, it guarantees that it's aligned to that alignment, which means that the address it allocates will be a multiple of that number. And you might say, well, why do we want you to use this function instead of just malloc or calloc? And it is because of that alignment that we're going to want to allocate a page. And a page, a physical page, or simulated physical page, starts at page offset 0. If you call malloc and ask for a certain amount of memory, it might not start at page offset 0. This function you can use to guarantee that, and that's why we want you to use it, and that's why we have what this alignment argument is going to be for in the assignment. You know, that if we think of our memory as having, you know, page 0, page 1, page 2, you know, when we ask to get a page, we want to get this, you know, like one of the physical pages chosen. We don't want to get something that, like, crosses over to, and malloc would happily do that to us. Some questions. Okay. And so if you look at the schedule, there are three parts for the assignment. There's the first part where you just need to implement the single level lookup and one of translate or page allocate, your choice. And then we expect all the functionality later. It's on the schedule, I believe by week after break, I mean full week after break. And there is a code review lab for the assignment. So in the code review lab, we will have you in person in lab. This is not a lab which allows remote participation without special arrangement with us. Show your code and get feedback from a set of other students, and you know you should be able to show to the TAs what feedback you got to get checked off. But we want you to submit before that, and that deadline will be strictly enforced because the purpose of the part two deadline is to make sure we have documentation of what your code existed before the code review when you were supposed to have done it all individually. And also, because of the code review, we won't accept late submissions are less useful in addition to not being generally accepted without special cases. And the final submission is shortly after the code review. And as far as grading, there is a part of the grade assigned to each part. Most of the grade is for part three. And some of that part three grade is stuff that should have been implemented earlier. know, that we would have also already graded before, but we will check what happened on part three. And like, you know, so for example, if you don't implement, if your part one doesn't work, but that stuff works on part three, yeah, you'll get those points in part three, and there are points in part three for stuff that was supposed to be done in part one, but you still will still lose the points in part one. Okay, so questions? All right. Okay, and a couple other things. So if you look in the assignment, we have a, we specify because, you know, we're deciding what the hardware looks like in, for the simulation of the assignment, what the page table entry format is. And we've made a very particular choice, which is also the same kind of choice most real processors make. And that choice is that our page table entry puts the physical page number such that if you convert a page table entry to a physical address, it's already in the right place. And this is a thing that real hardware also does. It generally, like, they deliberately lay out the page table entry so the operating system has an easier time going between page table entries and physical addresses. And that's what we've done in the assignment. So here, my page table entry has the physical page number in the exact same place it will be in a physical address. So how do I convert from a page table entry to a physical address in that page? I just, you know, clear these bits and set my page offset. And because of that, we've also chosen to put our valid and bit in this these bottom part where the page offset would be if we converted to a physical address. You know, and that's just a convenience feature. And if we had permission bits, they would probably also be there. And this is, again, like what most commonly real hardware does, just because it's more convenient for the OS to deal with. So questions? Okay, and I have my, yes. These are diagrams that are in the assignment, so this is the view of what is happening in each case. So we have our translate, we're gonna take our page table base register, use that to find a page table entry based on, with levels equals one, the whole VPN, levels equals two or three, part of it. And if then when we get to our last, you know, level, we're gonna take our physical page number, use that to find the beginning of the page, use the page offset, and that's the address we end up returning. And with page allocate, we're going to, you know, set up the page table base register, fill in that page table entry pointing to newly allocated memory. And we also need to deal with the case where we've already allocated some other memory and we're going to fill in a new page table entry. Questions? So any questions on my overview of this assignment? No. Okay. So let's use our remaining time to do some examples practicing multi-level page tables. And for the examples I'm going to show, I want them to fit on the slide, so we're going to use teeny addresses. I'm going to say we have 9-bit virtual addresses and 6-bit physical addresses. And we're going to have 8-byte pages, like we've seen before. So that means we have a 3-bit page offset. And those are always the least significant part of the addresses. So now we know our virtual page numbers are 6 bits and our physical page numbers are 3. And we're going to have page tables that are one page in size. What does that mean? So it's not one entry, it's one page. And our entries, we're telling us, are 1 byte. So one page is 8 bytes. And 1 byte per entry means we can fit 8 entries in that one page. So our page tables are 8 entries in size. And And if there are 8 entries in size, that means we need 3 bits to look up in one of these page tables. So that tells us our virtual page number parts are 3 bits. We also could have inferred that from the page tables being identical at every level, and we have 6 bits to split up. Well, obviously, if we're splitting them up evenly, it has to be 3 and 3. So questions on our preliminaries? Yes? So every case where it doesn't add up. So if we have to split up the virtual page number into uneven parts, then we'd have to have our page tables be different sizes at each level.
And they
wouldn't
be told that.
And, well, you wouldn't be told, like we said here, that the page tables are 1 page. Does that answer your question? Okay. Other questions? Okay, so let's do an example with this information. So I'll run through this example and then we'll have you do one. So I have my page table base register is 20. So that means that this here is my first level page table. I know it's 8 bytes because we determined that on the previous slide. It's 8 bytes in size. 1 page, 8 bytes. And I have my virtual address 129. And I can write this out. So this is going to be, I could write out 1, 2, and 9. But we know it's actually only 9 bits matter. So, you know, the leading zeros I write out here don't actually matter. Aren't really part of the address. And so that's our address, and the first part of the virtual page number, the first 3 bits there, once I take that into account properly, is 100, also known as 4. So I'm going to look up index 4 in this first level, so that I'm going to get that this F4, I'll hold here, that's my first level page table entry. And I'm going to have to decode that. And I have my information on how to decode it up here. So I have this written out. Take our address, 129. We find out the first virtual page number part is 4. Therefore, the first page table entry is an address F4. And that's physical page number 111 and a valid bit of 1. Since the valid bit is 1, we keep going. And we're not, you know, at the last step. We still have, we have to deal with the second level table, since this is 2 levels. And so that means I'm going to take my second part of the virtual page number here. And I'm going to use that to look up in the page table I found using the first level. So this physical page number here, it's not the physical page number where the program's data actually is. It's the physical page number that tells me where the next page table is. So to make the address of the page table, I'm going to take this 111 and combine it with a page offset to make a physical address. And we always, the page table starts at the beginning of the page, offset 0. Another way I could have thought of this is I can take that 111 and multiply it by the page size, get the same answer either way. That we want to go to the beginning of that page, but when I'm looking up things in this table here, I want a byte number, not a page number, because it's labeled in byte numbers. Just like real memory, we access with a byte number, not just a page number. So that means I'm going to here, you know, this is my the base address of my second page. So my second level page table starts at address 38. This is 38 here. And this is my second level page table here. And we're going to look up at address 101. also known as 5. Offset 5 of that, so page table entry number 5. And I find out that the value of my second level page table entry is DC. And at this point, the process is like it was for the first one level lookup. So I take the value I found, and I decode it, and I find out it has physical page number 110 and a valid bit of 1. If I combine that physical page number with the original page offset, since we're at the very end of the process, I find out that this address 31. So the program is accessing this OXA. And we're using the last bit set. I have this version of the slide. Questions on this process? Yeah. Question, you only look at the page table base register for the first level? Yes. So the page table base register, yes, only for the beginning of the process. Everything else is based on that kind of root of that tree, which is what we find used with the register to find.
Yeah, so we've got an address, and then there.
Yeah, we don't need, we've got the next address from our previous step. We're always, the page table base register is just to get the process started, and then we're done. Yeah?
Under PTE2 address, where did the 000 after 111 come from?
Where did the 000 after the 111? So in this case, we are here, we're taking, this is a physical address, which is composed of a physical page number and a page offset, and we want the page offset for the beginning of the page, so that's why we chose zeros. Does that answer your question? Yeah? How do I know each part of the virtual page number is 3 bits? So this was on the previous slide. There are kind of two ways we could have known this in this question. So one way is that we were told that page tables were 1 page in size. And this is another way of writing, page tables are 8 bytes in size. We're told page tables are 8 bytes. And that entries are 1 byte. So that means page tables contain 8 entries. And if we have 8 entries, we need 3 bits to find one of those 8 entries because the indices are 0 to 7. Another way we could have found it out is we know all page tables at every level is the same size. And we know our whole virtual page number is 6 bits. And if all the tables are the same size, we have to divide it up evenly. And that would also give us 3 bits. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Also, I did have another question. Does the physical page number have to be the same size as the virtual page number?
Does the physical page number have to be the same size as the virtual page number? No. And in practice, it usually won't be. Or the virtual page number part, but yeah. Also in practice, it usually won't be. So here, the main reason it happens to be is because our page table entries are 1 byte, and that's just because 2 byte entries would not fit well on the slide, but in practice, we usually have 4 or 8 byte page table entries. That answer your question? Okay, other questions? Right, and I want to go to this version of this. Okay, so let's do this example. I would use some sort of writing implement, personally. And you can check with your neighbor, see if you agree on what should be going on. Who'd like some more time? Okay, a few people, okay. I've done my first step is divide up the address. We know our first page table is here because of the page table base register value. So I'll, in the interest of time, try to do this. So I have the worked out version on this slide here. So we divide up our address, which that should be a B, not a 3. And we get our virtual page number part 1, virtual page number part 2, and our page offset. We use the part 1 virtual page number to look up our first level page table entry. So that's an 8 plus that part 1, which is 3 times 1, the size of a page table entry. And that gets that in this page table here, the entry 1 is BB. We decode that, and we find out that it has physical page number 101 and a valid bit of 1. Since the valid bit is 1, we keep going. And physical page number 101 means that the physical address is going to be 101 and a page offset. And we're going to fill in zeros for that. And this is the same thing as 0x28. So our second level page table starts at address 0x28. We know it's one page in size, 8 bytes. So is those 8 bytes our second level page table. And we're going to look up in that based on our second virtual page number part, which has the value 7. So we're going to find this F0 here. We decode that. We get 111 as the physical page number, or 7, and a valid bit of 1. The valid bit is 1. We keep going. And then we take that physical page number, combine it with our original page offset, and find out that the final address is 3B, which means that we're going to end up accessing, where is it, this OC value for the program. So is that just saying plus the virtual page number first part? It's plus the page table entry size times the virtual page number first part. So in these examples, because I don't have much room in the slides, I've made my page table entries 1 byte. But on a real system, our physical page numbers won't fit in a byte, so they'll be bigger. Does that answer your question?
I guess I'm just like, when you say size times 3, is that, or size times 011, is that the virtual page number, or is that something else?
So is the 011 the virtual page number? It's the first part of the virtual page number.
Okay.
As I had mentioned before, key terminology thing that I'd like to be very careful about is the whole virtual page number is 011, 1111. We don't use the whole thing, we use only a part of it. Okay. Other questions? Yes. The translated physical address is 3B. The value there is 0C. Does that answer your question? Okay. Other questions? Yeah.
Which bit is the valid bit?
Which bit is the valid bit? So the valid bit is inside these two page table entries, and based on the information in the problem, it appears after the immediately after the 3-bit physical page number. Does that answer your question? Yes.
In the previous work we multiply the in this case it's 0f0e plus 0f03 like in there, but then it says times like 1 in the last example.
Yeah.
What is that 1 for?
That 1 is for the size of page table entries. Other questions or follow-ups? Okay, so this is likely where we finish up talking about page tables. We'll do a little review next time, and we'll start on caches as our next topic. And we'll circle back to page tables a little bit after we talk about caches, because that's how we're going to make this process not hideously slow when the processor does it.